Great show, Pretty Big Rossi. The fight that everyone's been waiting for will happen on Sunday morning around 7:30 UAE time. Mm-hmm. We can't wait. We're going to be on the radio for this. We're talking about Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor. Now, this is huge. Even Pretty, I know you're not a boxing fan or a fighting fan.
No, but I think the hype around it is so massive that I'm even interested to see what's going to happen in the end, you know?
Right. And I mean, we've got Demi Lovato singing the national anthem for this.
Yes, it's been confirmed. Demi will be singing the national anthem. You're going to have Jamie Foxx, 50 Cent, Denzel Washington. Angelina Jolie's going to be there.
Really? Yeah. It's a spectacular that the world is going to be watching. Yeah. Who's going to win, though? It's interesting. I'm going to ask you shortly, who do you think is going to win this, Mayweather or McGregor? Before I do that, I've got a really good friend of mine on the phone. He's all the way in Australia. He's the former IBO and IBF super featherweight and featherweight champion of the world. He was in the States last month fighting. He's currently ranked number 3 in the world. He's a professional boxer. He's a very good friend. He's a champion. His name's Billy Dibb, and we've got him on right now. Yay! Billy, good morning.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
How are you, man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing real good.
All right. So listen, I've got you on here because as a professional boxer, I want to get your opinion on this. Floyd Mayweather, obviously a pro boxer. Conor McGregor, an MMA fighter. From your standpoint as a pro boxer, what are your thoughts on this fight?
Honestly, this fight is a really, it's a style. It's got so many contrasting styles and things like that. So basically, you've got one guy who's an outstanding boxer, another guy who's an outstanding UFC fighter, and they're going to be facing each other in a boxing ring. So obviously, you know, you got to lean towards Floyd Mayweather, but keep in mind that Conor McGregor is a very awkward individual. You know, he's not your typical boxer. He's going to be coming from stance that Floyd Mayweather is not usually used to. So he's going to come from a southpaw stance, an orthodox stance, and he's going to be switching, which is going to make things very difficult for Floyd. I don't think it's going to be that type of fight that people are saying, oh, Floyd's going to blow him out of the water. I don't really believe that. I think Conor McGregor is big, he's strong. I mean, he's fast himself. And I believe that he's going to get Floyd Mayweather some sort of a fight. You know, I don't believe that Floyd will knock him out because Floyd hasn't knocked anybody out in a long time. So I believe it's going to be a very, very difficult fight across the board. I think Conor has strength, Floyd has strength. And then you put that together, I think it's going to make for a good matchup.
Floyd Mayweather is 40 years old. As a boxer, is 40 where you shouldn't be fighting, or you can still fight at the age of 40?
I'm going to be honest with you. 40 is sort of coming towards the end of the road. I wouldn't envision myself fighting to the age of 40. I feel that, you know, Floyd's had a very successful career. He can't fight till he's 40 because he's never taken a beating. You know, he's not been in any fights that he's really been hurt or knocked down or knocked out or anything like that. You know, he's undefeated for a reason. He's 40 years old, but he talks about feeling like he's coming on with age and things like that, but he's still a fresh 40-year-old. But 40 is usually coming towards the end of the road, but for Floyd, because he's looked after himself and because he hasn't taken much punishment in the ring, I feel like he's going to be all right, you know, but you got a young guy in Conor McGregor who I think he's got 28 years of age or something like that. He's strong. He's got a very powerful mind. I believe Conor McGregor's got one of the strongest minds I've ever seen in sport. He sort of envisions what he wants to do, and he goes out and does it. And you know, he's done that on numerous occasions. The only time that he came unstuck was in that one fight where he got submitted. But you know, things happen. He was facing a much bigger guy. You remember Floyd's much smaller than the guy that submitted him, so. And he got submitted on the floor. So, you know, in a stand-up fight, Conor's never lost. He's never lost while he's been standing up. So, as I said, this is going to be a very, very interesting fight. And the thing that is so interesting about this is that so many people, you know, are writing off Conor McGregor saying, oh, he's got no hope and he's got no this and no that. But really, he does have a chance. You know, he's a big, strong guy and he's going to give him problems.
Billy, I want to ask about, everyone was talking about the gloves. I don't really understand it. What if 14 ounce or 8 ounce or something like what? That? What gloves are they?
Basically, what it is that commission was they can fight in 10 ounce gloves, and because of the weight division, they're fighting at 154 pounds, so that's a 10 ounce glove. But Conor McGregor mentioned something about 8 ounce gloves. Oh, you know, like let's fight an 8 ounce glove, and then Floyd tweeted it, and then the commission agreed to let them fight in 8 ounce gloves, which is.
So what does an 8-ounce glove means that when you get hit in the face, you feel it more?
Of course you feel it more. So here's the thing about gloves. Back in the days, they used to fight with no gloves. right?
Yeah.
Basically, that doesn't hurt the guy that you're fighting. That hurts you, because when you punch somebody over and over, you're obviously going to cause damage to your knuckles. Then they evolved it to the hand wraps, and then that still hurt the hand. So that's why they put the gloves on. So the glove doesn't really protect the other fighter. It just protects you from breaking your hands. That's all it does.
Wow.
Fighting in a 10-ounce glove compared to an 8-ounce glove is a big difference.
Okay, Billy, this is it. We're going to ask you for your pick. Chris says he's been saying it the whole time that Mayweather has this, no doubt, in your mind, right,
Chris? I think Mayweather's got it. I think he's got more to lose. He's going to come out there. He's going to do it.
But, Billy, from your point of view, if you had to make a pick today, who is going to take the fight?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't pick against Floyd, because Floyd, he's a pugilist. He's the guy that's undefeated, 50 fights. You know, this is his 50th professional fight. Conor McGregor hasn't even had a boxing fight. But in saying that, do I give Conor McGregor a chance? Of course I do. I definitely give him a chance. You know, he's an awkward guy, but I'm going to have to go with the favorite here, and it's going to be Floyd. I'm picking Floyd as well.
Love it. He's the former IBO and IBF super featherweight and featherweight champion of the world. He's a good friend. He's currently ranked number 3 in the world. If you want to follow my man on Instagram, his name is Billy Dib. Fellow Lebanese boy, by the way, from Sydney. Billy Dib. Go follow him on Instagram. Man, listen, thanks for taking the time to chat, man, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Yeah, I love you guys so much. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.